Despite a pandemic, high voter turnout, and a new election law, Allegheny County finished tallying votes in the June primary before most counties in the state. Now, the people behind the process are looking at what went right and what needs to be changed ahead of November. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports.
The Elections Division processed more than 250,000 ballots by 3 a.m. on election night and finished the count the next day. To do that, officials say it was an all-hands-on-deck situation. Steve Polarski is the deputy county manager.
I mean, when you're standing there at 2 o'clock in the morning emptying ballot boxes with the solicitor, an assistant solicitor, and the county manager, there's no egos in the room.
They pulled people to help from other departments who weren't working because of the pandemic, like court records employees and pool lifeguards to help remove envelopes and flatten ballots before scanning them. Another key component was the technology they invested in. A state law passed last year requires paper ballots so that there's a physical record of every vote cast. So ahead of the primary, the county bought new scanners to process those ballots. Jerry Tuskevich is the county's director of administrative services.
You know, there are other larger jurisdictions that had a hard time getting their results in timely. They had one scanner, but we had 8. We plan on having 10 for the next election. Was that luck? Was it providence or was it planning? Maybe a little bit of all of the above, but we felt that we were well positioned in advance of Election Day.
The team did run-throughs with the new equipment to estimate timing. Chet Hartit is the deputy manager of the Elections Division.
Ran into a few snafus here or there. People just got tired. It was hot, whatnot, but we pulled it off. And we had predicted we were going to do that.
All this was expensive. In addition to printing paper ballots, they sent out roughly 750,000 vote-by-mail applications. Adam Lentz is the county's budget manager and says they didn't get much help from the federal government.
I can say with certainty they did not give us enough money, but just between printing, mailing, and envelopes, it was like $1 million.
That doesn't include other expenses like PPE for poll workers. Even though the primary went relatively smoothly, there are still big concerns for November. The county heard from poll workers who said cramped facilities at consolidated polling places made it harder to physically distance at the polls. The county is already thinking about how to staff the 1,300 polling places it hopes to use this fall. Another challenge? The county doesn't know how many people had to vote in person because they never got the ballot they requested. They say one solution is changing the deadline. Right now, voters can request a ballot up until a week before the election. The county wants to make it 2 weeks before, the same day as the voter registration deadline. That way, the county has more time to process requests, and voters have more time to send their ballots in. Moving that deadline would require amending state law, and so would another change the county would like to see, allowing officials to start counting ballots the weekend before the election. Jerry Tuskevich worries about not getting that extra time. Based on the 2016 presidential election, turnout in November could easily be twice as high.
I think if we get twice as many ballots, it wouldn't be impossible, but it would be very difficult to get through that process.
And as President Trump and others are already stoking fears of voting fraud, especially about mail-in ballots, it'll be imperative for counties to release results as soon as they can. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.